Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let's let go of Ted Cruz, Slippery Ted Cruz. Cancun dead Ted Cruz. Yeah, let's go somewhere else. Some other person who's also least favorite, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley. Now, Nikki Haley, you know, if you think Ted Cruz is an opportunist, if you think that Wormwood is an opportunist, crooked Lindsey Graham, stabbing somebody, jumping back in, stabbing him again, jumping back in, stabbing him again, siding with him, Nikki Haley takes the cake. She was governor of South Carolina after the guy who said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail went to Argentina to hike the trail down there. She became governor, did a lousy job. Trump picks her up and makes her the ambassador to the United Nations, where she does a terrible job as well. Now she thinks, well, she should be president. Why? Because she was governor of South Carolina and did a terrible job, and then somehow got herself appointed ambassador to the United Nations and did a terrible job. So she sucked up to Trump so bad you could not pry her lips off him. That's how bad it was. Anything he did, betraying Ukraine to the commie Ruskies, betraying the Kurds to the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, Sunni Muslim Turks who genocided the Armenians, and, well, what the heck, go ahead and genocide the Kurds too. Sucked up to Trump mercilessly. But she was biding her time. She had a dagger in her sleeve. And then what happens is, right after January 6th, the initial reaction by everybody was, this is beyond acceptable, beyond belief. And Moscow Mitch gives this speech, this weird, weaselly speech, where he acquits Trump, but then said Trump had responsibility morally and legally and should probably be prosecuted. So Nikki Haley jumps on and knifes Trump. She knifes him. She's been sucking up to him. She knifes him. She goes, we never should have followed him. We never should have followed him. This is terrible. And she sticks it to him. Suddenly a month goes by and the polls are starting to show that the Republican Party is overwhelmingly for Trump. And they're turning on Liz Cheney. They're turning on Mitt Romney. They're turning on Bill Cassidy. They're turning on people who showed some character. And Nikki Haley's thinking, oh my God, if I run for president now and I knife Trump and he goes after me, I'm dead. So yesterday, what does she do? She publishes an op-ed and she starts saying, it tries to walk it back. She's saying, well, Trump did some good things. In fact, he did a lot of good things. And then she lists some things and she says, you know, it's the media that's whipping up this fake dispute within the Republican Party. We like Trump. Trump's a good man. He did a lot of good things. Sucking up, nuzzling up to him. She's bitten him. Dog bites him while he's down and then tries to nuzzle up to him. Now, Trump values one thing, which is loyalty, because he values one thing, which is himself. But he's had to use a lot of people in his administration who knifed him before and said very nasty things in the primary, because everybody did. If he hadn't done that, he wouldn't have had a government. And now Nikki Haley is trying to nuzzle up to the captain of the football team, whom she sucked up to on for 4 years. And then when he lost the big game and looked like he was in trouble, she kicked him right between the legs, runs off to embrace somebody else in a little cafe just the other side of the border. Yep, that's what she did. And now it looks like the captain of the football team is stronger than she thought. She comes shining around her cheerleader outfit to try to jump up and down and get his attention. Again, absolutely, this person has no business in any office in this country. We're going to the lines. Eastside Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Good morning. You know, when I hear you guys talk, I'm reminded of this country song that they play in WVMO where the guy says, we must walk boldly in through the dark and come out with the light. But anyway,
you got it. Yeah, what do you got today, Dave? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking about the people in Texas and maybe Louisiana. Those people on the southern coast, they just go through so much hell. And they sure didn't need this. And it just harkens back to me about how people have been asking for, begging for, should have been a lot of demanding, you know, the infrastructure repairs that so much of this country needs. You know this if you live in Madison. Sewers are a problem.
Yeah, you're making a good point. But listen, what's going on in Texas has nothing to do with, I mean, Madison runs things right. Wisconsin does. The problem for Texas was they knew that they had not winterized their grid system, their pipelines, and their windmills. They knew they hadn't winterized them in 1998 and 2011. They got very, very bad weather. About as bad as this, but not for as long. Not for as long. And anybody with half a brain would have winterized their system. The other thing is they want to be independent. They don't want to be on a national grid. They don't want regulation. They want it all private. They're Republicans, Dave. That's the problem. And Republicans cannot govern because if your ideology is to hate government, you're not going to govern because you hate it. So what they do is they go, okay, we are negligently not going to winterize this whole thing. And then it comes along and Abbott goes, he's a terrible right-wing nut governor. He goes, well, you know, it's the Green New Deal. It's people who want windmills. Well, let me tell you something. The natural gas and oil pipelines froze and was worse than the windmills. He just lied. He comes right out and goes this way. Now they're getting some grid back, but they have no water. They have no water. And then the mayor of Colorado City, which is in Texas, 250 miles west of Dallas, sends out a tweet. He goes, the strong will survive. The weak will perish. We don't owe you anything. You want water and electricity? Figure out a way to stay warm. And if you can't, but your family doesn't make it, the strong will survive. The weak will perish. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That is Boyd was his name. Tim Boyd, governor of Colorado City. So this business about infrastructure. Yeah, we need infrastructure, but infrastructure wouldn't have saved them because they're Republicans. That's why. They're Republicans. Dave, thanks very much for calling. I really appreciate it. And so to finish up on Nikki Haley. So here she is. I mean, have you ever seen a crew running for president in 2024 with less character? With less character. You know, you're going to have Hawley from Missouri, Cruz from Texas, who goes down to Cancun. Nikki Haley sucks up to Trump, stabs Trump, sucks back up to him. You have Lindsey Graham, who's going for majority leader, sucks up to Trump, stabs him, sucks up back. Trump fighting with Moscow Mitch. That party's falling apart. That party's falling apart. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Going to the break. Back after the break.